This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gents, welcome back once again. Another outstanding, entertaining, informative, educating episode for all of you. All things covered. Pat Pete, Bryant McFadden. Man, we're fired up. Week two is upon us in the preseason, in the NFL. A lot to unpack. And that's what we will do for you guys and girls on this episode. We're going to tap into Pat Pete to get the latest from Steelers camp, including reaction to their first preseason ball game, a victory against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a look ahead to week two against the Buffalo Bills. Plus, Pat P, he dishes out his weekly camp awards. I can't wait to hear who will hear their name called this week, coming from our very own Patrick Peterson. And we will settle some intense food debates. You don't want to miss out. Stay tuned. Listen, if you're checking us out for the very, very first time, thank you so much for giving us your eyes and your ears. Make sure you hit the smash button, subscribe on YouTube, and follow us on your preferred podcast platform. And most importantly, tell a friend to tell a friend. Thank you. Pat P, it seems like every episode we keep getting fans. They keep asking about the All Things Covered merchandise.
So tell them what to get
information
at that,
for you guys. Yes, we got some information for all of you right now. You've been asking where to get the All Things Covered merch. We have the answer. Go to ParamountShop.com and search All Things Covered, and you'll see a nice selection of shirts, hats, hoodies, bags, and much, much more. So keep supporting the show, but also show us your love and your support by buying some merch. Thank you. Pat P, how you feeling?
Up,
how you
man?
Doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right tonight. What's happening?
I don't see any Chick-fil-A bags, anything. You didn't do a Chick-fil-A run tonight? Everything?
No, yeah, everything's great. I didn't do any Chick-fil-A run tonight. No chick run tonight.
Okay, no chick run. Well, with that being said, on our last episode, for our listeners and viewers that did not get an opportunity to check out the last episode, please do so. But we had... Of course, we talk ball. We got to talk ball with our guy, getting ready for the season, Steeler football, NFL, things like that. But we also sometimes deter and go a different direction. And last week, we went with the food. Pat P is a food lover. I'm a food lover as well. You know what I mean? I call him sometimes Chef Pat, because on Sundays is when he really puts on his apron. And he dishes out some nice dishes now. That's Sundays is Pat P's cooking day. But we mentioned off into the breakfast element. Breakfast is one of I love breakfast, by the way. I feel like a champion. I eat breakfast, Pat P. But we had a debate. Pancakes. IHOP versus Cracker Barrel, right? Pat P is a Cracker Barrel guy. I love Cracker Barrel as well, but I just think IHOP has better pancakes. So we had our debate. Pat P gave his reasons to why he loves Cracker Barrel pancakes over IHOP. I did the same thing, but you guys know how we love fan participation. We love for the fans to participate. We had a few thousand votes were submitted. And Pat P, are you ready for this?
I am, but wait.
I don't want to hear no. I just have one question. Is it yes or no? Are you ready for it?
I am ready, but I said that there's way more IHOPs than there are Cracker Barrels. But what I want to do is I want to look at the reviews. speak out some of those comments out there that the fans
Okay. I will. You know we're going to show love. We're going to show love to everybody who commented, everyone who voted as well.
Which is everything that I said.
Okay. Well, look here. We had a few thousand votes that were submitted. IHOP comes out on top, 66% to 34%. So 66% of the fans who participated took IHOP over your Cracker Barrel. And Eric as well, our producer, he's a Cracker Barrel guy. So I read out some statements. Mm-hmm. At Trey Cable, IHOP give you about 10 different flavors of syrup. You can't beat that. I said that as
That's
well.
But you can't. You're not justifying the pancakes. We're talking about pancakes. I ain't talking about nothing but about
that. That adds to it, Pepe.
It should. That's the problem. It should.
That's like going to Chick-fil-A and getting certain sauces. The syrup adds to it. The syrup selection.
No.
The variety. No. It Just adds to the pancakes. So it makes this question.
If you can have a nice simple maple syrup. And rock out.
Oh, he's moving the goalposts. Let me ask you this question, Pat. Do you eat syrup with your pancakes, right?
Yeah, I eat it with my Cracker Barrel pancakes.
Yeah. But why are you trying to not IHOP for having different flavors of syrups? It just adds to the pancakes.
What I'm saying is that comment did not justify what we're arguing. We're talking about the pancakes. He's talking about, or she's talking about the 10 different flavor syrups. That's the thing. No. We ain't talking about the syrup. We're talking about the pancakes versus pancakes. But go on. Read the rest of the comments.
Okay. All right. Y'all hear what he say? Look, he copping the plea. Y'all hear? All right, next one coming from at Tim Frail 5417. Y'all had me dying. Definitely Cracker Barrel. Pat, he's right about IHOP undercooked pancakes. Okay. He got some love there, Pat P. Next one is coming from at XOGX Trees 4711. I had a bad experience at IHOP. Mm. They had to comp the meal for 12 of us. Mm. But odds are if IHOP is selling more pancakes, you're definitely going to come across more doughy pancakes. Mm. I mean, you know, it's to each his own. I mean, there are quite a few people that had personal bad experiences at IHOP, but the people voted.
Eric, we ain't see no bad comments about a Cracker Barrel pancake.
The people voted. 66%.
They're always perfect. IHOP.
We won.
But I told you, IHOP did win. But I told you, if IHOP wins, it's just going to be because they have more IHOPs in the world. They don't have as But did I not say that? Did I not
you did,
say that?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Pat P.
We also had another debate as well.
All right, Pat P. That wasn't the only debate we had with food. Chick-fil-A sauce. Feedback from viewers and listeners.
I forgot what I said.
I said
zesty buffalo.
Yeah, didn't you say zesty?
Yeah, I said zesty buffalo and like the roasted honey barbecue.
Yeah. I'm going to try that one, by the way, too. I haven't tried that roasted honey. I'm going to check it out.
You got to ask for it, man. It's in a little packet, too. It ain't in that little plastic stuff. It's in like that ketchup packet.
Yeah, I'm going to ask for that. Yeah. But the viewers and the listeners voted. So their number one, the votes came in. The number one sauce from our fans, Chick-fil-A sauce was number one, Pat P.
Yeah.
Number two was Polynesian sauce. And number three was zesty buffalo. That's the one you're talking about, right?
Yeah. That came in the top three.
Yeah, it came in the top three. So yeah. Chick-fil-A, Polynesian, zesty buffalo. Then we also talked about Pat P. Pat P is a world-class athlete, one of the best to ever do it. He eats Popeyes. Did you have your Popeyes last week headed to Tampa?
Sadly, Mac, I wanted to get my Popeyes, but it didn't have one close to the airport. So I found out where one is. And it's the preseason.
It's by the facility. It's one not too far from the facility, right?
Exactly. It's on the south side. So I already got it in my address. So when we go to who we played last? Atlanta.
Yep.
I will have my Popeyes. So we'll be home. I won't be driving from Latrobe, be rushing and stuff like that.
Yeah, you won't be able to get it.
Yeah, exactly. So now
the fans want to know this. The people want to know, Pat P., do you go, you kind of answered that question. Do you usually go to an actual location before the plane rides? Do you get it delivered? Or do you have one of the rookies get it?
So last year, the rookies got it.
Uh-huh.
The year before that, that was COVID year, so I had to kind of get it myself. The year before that, that's kind of when we entered COVID. Mm-hmm. So I kind of had to get it myself. And the years before that, it was always the rookies. Yeah, always the rookies. They'll have it ready for me. Or okay. Us. For sure.
All right. Another fan had a question for you. Why Chick-fil-A during the week, but Popeyes before plane rides?
Man, you know, I think it comes from LSU, man. We used to have Popeyes before we traveled. So I think, So I think with me having that, and then we won the Chick-fil-A bowl game, then we started having Chick-fil-A before we boarded the plane. So I think that's kind of where it came from, to be honest with you, of it starting at LSU.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yep. And Joey Bosa, I don't know if you heard about this, Pat P. He recently said he's eating 5,000 calories a day to gain weight. What do you estimate for yourself in a day? How many calories do you think you eat?
Mac, I don't know, man, but I don't eat a ton. You know, if I do eat breakfast, it's very small. A shake for the most part. Lunch is kind of modern. You know, I probably have some protein, a little starch, and some veggies. And dinner is probably my biggest meal. I love dinner. You know, so man, I don't know. That's a good question, man. I really don't know, Matt.
How many Sprites do you drink in a day?
Oh, I just drink one after every practice.
So Sprite is your go-to drink after practice.
Yeah, that's like my matter of fact. I just threw the box away not too long ago. My last Sprite. Yeah. I mean, tomorrow our last day, so. But I will have another Sprite for sure.
So Sprite just like this has Sprite 192 calories in it. One Sprite.
Okay, so one Sprite. Yeah. That's like a token to myself, you know, after a long day's of work.
Okay. That's like your cheat. That's not necessarily your cheat thing, but that's your gift to yourself for putting in the work. Yeah. Practice over, you chilling, you drinking a Sprite.
And nothing like hearing that.
I can't drink soda. I can't drink soda. I don't know how you drink Sprite.
That's the only soda I drink. I don't know what it is about Sprite, man.
How did you start drinking Sprite? Yeah, tell me about that backstory.
Man, I think it came from Arizona. We had this intern, man. What was his name? I want to say his name was Charlie, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember his name, but he was kind of interning for the media. Mm-hmm. You know, not the media, the PR team.
Yep.
He just got a job somewhere too, man. But anyway, he always had a Sprite for me, and I just came off of my like my diabetes. I really changed my diet, mm-hmm. and you know, I had stopped eating candy like completely, and I always just like craving something sweet. And he just started having Sprite. Yeah, he just started having Sprites at the literally on my chair after every practice, and then that kind of became like a tradition for me. Then I had it over in Minnesota as well, so it just kind of stuck with me. Yeah, I'm a guy that don't really, if I feel like it's working for me.
You're not changing it up.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that makes sense. Okay, now we got the answers there. We unlock the question box with Pat P. It makes sense. Hey, it's been working for you, 13 years in?
So yeah, man.
You better not switch it up now.
Right.
You better not switch it up now. Okay, well, hey, I'm glad we settled our food debate. Shouts out to everyone who participated in voting. Thank you kindly. And this home game, Pat P will not have Popeyes, but the final home game, he will have Popeyes on the South side. So the Popeyes just location on the South side, Pat P will be coming in there. And if you guys really want to make him smile, have him a tropical Sprite.
They ain't got no tropical Sprite there, man.
But I'm saying, you know, they might want to, you know, show you some love.
If they have a tropical Sprite there, Mac.
You in Pittsburgh, man. You know, they treat the Steelers a little different.
Mac, listen to me.
Huh?
If they have a tropical Sprite there, boy, I'm going to lose it.
You gonna lose it? Hey, man, I don't know. Maybe they might keep somebody who works in that Popeye's location on Southside might get wind and listen to or might be checking us out.
Amen.
Hey, man, Pat P, the Wednesday of next week, because you guys are traveling to Atlanta Wednesday next week, Pat P will stop by. And you got a tropical sprite for him, man. Y'all, he just said he's going to lose it, man.
Listen, if that manager stopped by like a gas station, you get the tropical sprite, man, I'm going to lose it, bro.
We're gonna wait and see. Hopefully, let's see. That'd be a great way to show Pat P what Pittsburgh is, man. How much they love the Steelers, man. That'd be a great
way. That would be.
Let's wait and see.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey from launching and managing to growing your business. Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, Pat P. So now...
What's up, baby?
Man, I'm excited, boy. Listen, I understand it was week one in the preseason, but for me... Boy, I'm liking what I saw against Tampa, right? And I know you was there clearly on the sideline watching as well. Kenny Pickett looked real sharp, looked real good. Six of seven, completed 6 passes, 7 attempts, 70 yards, 1 touchdown, huge touchdown to George Pickens. Man, what impressed you the most about Kenny Pickett? I mean, you've watched him the entire offseason, but seeing him against live action, you know, on the road, what was the most impressive thing you saw from Kenny?
Man, honestly, just picking up where he left off last season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I feel like that's always key for young players, you know, to kind of end off their rookie year with a bang. So now they kind of know what to expect. Now they got themselves kind of in a groove. You know, now they kind of got the guy's trust now, you know, because we all know as rookies coming in, you have to earn your stripes. You know what I mean? So now with him, you know, doing what he did at the end of last year, coming into this season kind of with that same momentum and putting the ball where it needs to be, and it showed against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers the other night. It just goes to show, man, he's a hard worker, and he's ready to take the next step. You know, so just seeing him being able to pick up where he left off from last year.
I agree with you, man, because, you know, that was one of the things that really excited me for Kenny Pickett coming into this year was seeing how he finished last year. You know, he finished last year on a high note. You can tell he was starting to get comfortable and understanding his new role as a starting quarterback. He made plays. And I like the adversity that he had to deal with throughout 2022 and finding a way to overcome that adversity and play good football. And that's what we saw. And the most important thing for me, man, he looks so comfortable. He looks so confident.
Right.
He looks confident. You know what I mean? You can tell he has more command over the offense. He looks comfortable. And, man, he played good football. Now, for us, it's like, now give us the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. Make it consistent. Sustain the level of production. Because the great quarterbacks, you know what you're going to get from them week in and week out. It doesn't matter who you're playing against. You know what I mean? And for us to get, I said us, even though I'm not in the locker room, I said us. Man, for us to get to where we're trying to go.
You won championships with them, so you definitely can say us.
Yeah, no question. For us to get to where we're trying to go, 8 got to do it.
Yeah.
And the thing I like about our team too, Pat P, it's not like our team
it's
was
all
built,
dependent on.
Yeah, yeah, like where we got to solely depend on eight.
Right.
We got other pieces around him that can really take some pressure off. But exactly. At some point in time, you know, quarterbacks got to stand up. And I think he's ready to stand up.
Especially late in the year. Especially November, December football. That's when he has to really start to separate himself and really take the bull by the horn and be like, all right, guys, let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no question. No question. I mean, outside of Kenny Pickett, a second-year guy who we really expect big things from is George Pickens. Connection with George Pickens, the touchdown looks strong. One reception for 33 yards, a touchdown. Man, listen, Pat P, I know you were at the game, but on I still call it Twitter. I know it's X. X seems like weird. I don't understand. I don't like it, but that's the new name. But on Twitter, /X, people were just hitting us up in regards to the nickname, right? The GPS nickname. People were just like saying it's a slam dunk. But we did have one suggestion from a fan. At Aaron Beta 3776, he suggested, why don't we replace the G with a K and call it KPS to involve Kenny more? Instead of GPS, KPS.
That'd be all. Okay. But that would involve Kenny more.
Instead of George. Yes. I kind of, there's something about GPS that kind of it's catchy though.
Yeah, I like the slogan of GPS better.
Yeah, it's catchy, but fans been really, you know, gravitating to that name, man, and clearly we're going to hear a lot of that. But man, George Pickens, man, he my old teammate stated that he feels like, and this is, you know what, this is a great question for you, Pat P, because you've been around both guys. Ryan Clark, former Pittsburgh Steeler, you know, we had him on the show, my former teammate, LSU alumni as well. He stated that George Pickens is more talented than Justin Jefferson. He said Justin Jefferson is more of a savant at the wide receiver position. But he said in regards to talent, George Pickens is more talented than Justin Jefferson. You've been around both wide receivers. You played with Justin the last 2 years. Heck, you knew Justin when you was at LSU when he was like 7 or 8 years old. No, you shouldn't feel old, Pat B, by the way, but you know, that's what it is. But what are your take on, you know, what are your thoughts about that in regards to what Ryan said about George Pickens being more talented than Justin Jefferson?
You know, I was thinking about that, you know, because I feel like I knew I would probably get asked that question, you know, at some point, because obviously I played with Justin. But I don't know when you go by and say talent. I mean, both of those guys are like super, super talented in their own way. Like Justin is super talented, in my opinion, in route running and setting up his routes. You know, GP is talented in freaking catching balls in all different acrobatic ways, you know, no matter where he is on the field, no matter how guys are covering him. But, you know, like I said, like, I don't know when you say has more talent than another player. That's kind of hard to always judge, in my opinion.
They're two different wide receivers.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're definitely two different wide receivers, and it's hard to judge to say who has the more talent, because both of those guys, we've seen Justin make spectacular catches, but we see George make them on a more regular basis.
So
you know what I mean? If that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And it's hard because they're great. Well, Justin is already great.
Right.
We believe that's the area George Pickens is going.
Right.
Based on his skill set and his talent. So they're both, Justin is great in his own right in a different way. You know how sometimes when you see a receiver come up, or you see a position, another player in another position come up, and you always can have, you have a guy you can always pinpoint and say, he reminds me of this guy. You know, like, oh, this running back reminds me of this old running back. But when you think about Justin Jefferson, you gotta kind of combine multiple guys into who he is, because he does things so differently. He has an unorthodox style of running routes. And we say the same, you say the same thing about George Pickens. So it's kind of hard to say, Justin Jefferson reminds me of this. No, you gotta put a combination of Davante Adams in there. You might say Keenan Allen. You might say Stevie Johnson. You might say Brandon Lloyd, the way he catches the football. And you got to kind of do the same thing with George Pickens, because George Pickens doesn't just remind you of one wide receiver.
Yeah, you got a combination of a bunch of those guys. But it's almost like, think about this, like Justin is really, really good at like guys playing off of him. Like if you playing off of him, you're going to have a long day. You know, not saying that you can't be successful, but it's going to be some time, especially if you don't get no hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get no hands on him, you better be ready to maintain your leverage. And he does a very good job of trying to manipulate the DB of leverage. And George is the total opposite. Like George is the type of guy, he likes that bully ball. He wants the DB to be in his space. He wants the contact. He wants the defensive back to be in close proximity because he feels like he's unguardable in a sense to no matter where the quarterback throws the ball, 9 times out of 10, you're not, especially if you're pressing me, you're not going to be able to locate the ball. I have the best chances of coming down with it.
Mm-hmm. I said the way he manipulates his body and his body control reminds me a lot of Chad Johnson.
Yeah.
Like the way he just, you know, Chad, he's had these crazy catches and the toe tap catches and he just Michael Jackson leaning with it. You know, George Pickens kind of has a little bit of that, but you talked about the physical nature in which he displays as well. He wants that activity. And a lot of receivers don't want that. So, man, the sky's the limit, man. And one thing we know about the Pittsburgh Steelers, they draft wide receivers well. So
they always find them one.
They're gonna find them one after one. So it's no surprise to see George Pickens doing what he's doing, because if he was healthy, he would have been a first rounder. He probably wouldn't be with Pittsburgh right now. But it seems like that's how it always happened with Pittsburgh. These guys just fall into the Steelers' lap. Another wide receiver that I was high on, I kept asking you about during leading up to training camp, was Calvin Austin.
Yeah.
Boy, speed was on full display against Tampa. And I don't know if they actually got the scouting report about 19. Calvin Austin. He's 19, right? Yeah, right?
Yeah, Matt. When I saw him run past whoever that was, I said that's exactly how it was first practice. When he was out there, he just ain't catching on me. But I was like, yeah, they must ain't get the scout report.
They didn't get the scout report. You better check, because if you look at the corner, he was off and he was kind of like bailing like a zone. And he was just looking at the quarterback, but not really paying attention to 19. No, 19 can run, homeboy. You can't be out there lackadaisical.
When I saw him bailing at night, Calvin got in his blind spot. I said, oh, he's even. He is about to leave.
Hey, Calvin is the type of guy you want to open up when he's 3 or 4 yards away from you.
Man, or get hands on that wideman.
Boy, listen, man, what type of role do you think he can play for this offense, man? Because we haven't had this element of speed at the wide receiver position in quite some time. But what do you think his role could look like for our offense this year?
You're going to have to wait and see, baby.
I'll tell you what I want to see his role like.
Tell me what you want to see.
Utilizing him in the backfield. He had two rushes between three yards. Yeah, get him in space, you know, and at some point in time, just because you got to look at our offense, Pat Pete, a lot of attention will go to George, Deontay, and Pat, deserving so. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes when Calvin is out there, he's going to have an opportunity where he's going to pretty kind of be one-on-one.
Right.
And make them respect his speed.
And that is what he's going to do.
Yeah, make him respect. We haven't had speed like this since Mike Wallace. And I played with Mike Wallace. And boy, you know how fast Mike Wallace was.
I played against Mike in college and in the pros.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see exactly how they continue to incorporate Calvin into our offense, because man, listen, that speed right there, you got to put on the football field. You got to get him out there. Yeah. Let's transition to the defense, man. Listen, so I want to hear your takeaways from the defense. And I got a few things I want to say about the defense, because I was really loving what I was seeing against the Buccaneers. But what were your personal takeaways with the defense, Pat Pete?
Man, the boys up front, 8, you know, they make life a lot easier, you know, for guys on the back end. But, you know, obviously there's a bunch of things that we want to clean up, you know, coming out of that game. A bunch of young guys was out there for the first time. So, the lights can be a little bright, you know, not really, you know, executing the way that we should and want to. But the guys up front, man, they literally just make our lives that much easier, man, especially when they're on. And now that we're finding guys, rotational guys, that's going to be able to, you know, take the load off of some guys in the early part of the season and kind of find their way in this thing. It's a beautiful thing. So I was very, very impressed with the big guys up front.
Man, talking about the big guys, man, Keanu Benton.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. Boy, he was causing some hell.
Yeah, him and Nick Herbie.
Oh, Nick.
That guy, old Herbie.
Oh, boy. We might have found two. We might have found two that, listen, that might be ready to contribute week one, boy.
No doubt about it. That's what I'm saying.
Boy, he got up over that center and was doing the work. Man. And I knew he's a run stuffer, but just seeing him in his pass pro as well, you know, and his pass rushing ability, that really surprised me. And then with Nick, man, Nick was just, whew.
Man, you know what's crazy? You know, Nick only played, I think it was 11 snaps. It was something crazy like that, bro.
Well, those 11 snaps, it felt like I was watching him play 30 snaps because he was always around the ball.
That's what I'm saying.
That 11 snap might have been one of the more impactful. Every snap was meaningful for him.
Listen, I wish I could share a conversation with on the sideline that we had, but I can't. But I was like, man, this is what made Coach so good. Like, the way he is able to, you know, communicate with these guys and try to help them understand a specific role first. Mm. You know what I mean? But then when he cut them loose,
Hey, boy, Nick was getting it. Boy, he would get, boy, like I'm trying to, there was a lot of positive things that happened. But those are two guys I wanna highlight, man, because Nick and Benton, boy, they look like they were some vets going against rookies.
Yeah, I agree.
Nick had actually 13 defensive snaps. So like I said, it felt like it was 30.
Yeah.
But it felt like it was 30. But man, I want to see what's up next, man. You know what I mean? And in the words of Mike T, make routine plays
routinely.
That's it.
That's it.
If you can do that. Man, we're going to be in a good position, but when you get young guys that look like they can be day one contributors, that's when you're cooking with gas.
Yeah.
Because depth is important. And these, man, listen, Calvin, think about some of the young guys we're talking about. Heck, our starting quarterback is a year two guy. One of the top receivers is a year two guy. Calvin Austin is a year two, but kind of like his rookie campaign, he didn't play.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We just talked about Benton. You talk about Nick. You know, we still going to get a chance to see Joey Porter Jr. Man, there's a lot of youth on this team that I believe they're going to be playing like vets.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that's going to be a huge pet piece. So I'm excited to see exactly what happens next in this next preseason game. We will preview that. But before we do, Pat P, it's time for your weekly camp awards. Right, Pat P?
Yep.
All right. Getting ready for the Bills game. Week two in the preseason. You guys have been back in Latrobe grinding since the Buccaneers game. So who has been the offensive standout of the week so far in camp?
Do I have to go camp or I can go from the game?
This is your award. You know how you got Pat.
So So we'll go from the game. Calvin Austin, sure. I thought he had offensive standout. I thought he had a bunch of splash plays and definitely was a spark plug on the offensive side of the ball in that Tampa Bay game. And on the defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go with my guy, Nick Herbert, who played outstanding, I thought, on special teams and coming off the edge. Like you said, he only played 13 snaps, felt like he played their entire game. Mm-hmm. And moment of the week.
Yes, the moment.
Moment of the week. Moment of the week.
It could be a moment from the game, too, if you want to.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'll probably go today. We had our rookie show today, which was awesome.
It was?
It was tonight, man. It was unbelievable. The guys did an awesome job. I was dying laughing from start to finish. So the rookie show tonight was top notch and gets an A++++ from Peachy.
Okay. Have you guys had the annual softball game yet?
Yeah, we had it. It wasn't a softball game. It was just a home run derby. So that was yesterday.
And Kenny won the home run derby again.
Yeah, back to back.
Back to back. Okay. Yeah, yep. when I was there, we used to have an actual game.
I would have liked that better.
Yeah, Gabe, we used to get it. It was offense, I think, offense against defense.
Yeah, that's what I would have liked.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, so offensive standout of the week, Calvin Austin, big-time game against the Buccaneers. Nick Herbig, as Pat mentioned, 13 snaps, but it felt like he played 40. And the moment of the week was who was the moment of the week again?
Dang, what did I say? You got me forgetting now. The rookie show.
The rookie show. The rookie show was the moment of the week. Shouts out to the rookies, man. You're not only balling on the football field, but you're making the vets. You're making them smile. You're putting a laugh on their face. So shouts out to the rookies.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, Pat P, before we let you go, you know we got to tap in and preview week 2 preseason preview. Buffalo traveling to Pittsburgh. Pat P, this would be your first time in the stadium as a Pittsburgh Steeler in front of the home crowd. Saturday, a 6:30 p.m. kickoff. You know it's not going to be a full house, but it's going to be a lot of butts in the seats there. But how much are you looking forward to just being in front of the Pittsburgh faithful there during this ball game, Pat P, having the Steeler fans right there in the building with you?
Yeah, man, it's going to be really, really special to finally get my first opportunity as a Steeler in the stadium this weekend. Obviously getting an opportunity to learn the logistics, you know, the roads to take, how to get in and out of the stadium and the parking lot and things like that. My girls are super excited to be cheering daddy on for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So this is their time. This is their favorite time of the year. So is mine, obviously. But I can't wait to see, you know, the atmosphere. Like you said, we know it's not going to be a full house, but just being under the lights on the grass in front of our fans is always a great opportunity to find a way to get better.
And you know what, talking about, you know, cheering Pat on the number 20, I want to give a quick shout out to Muhammad Osman.
Muhammad is a big time. Summer boy?
He's in Egypt, all right? Muhammad is in Egypt. He sent me the picture with a Patrick Peterson number 20 jersey on all the way in Egypt.
From Minnesota, I met Muhammad last year, man. Just a really, really cool guy. And me and him became friends. I had dinner at his house before. His wife cooked this amazing lamb. Uh-huh. I mean, they had all type of great food over there. So I had an opportunity to break some bread with him and the boys. So Muhammad is very, very, very dear to my heart, man. We always have great conversations when we are able to catch up on the phone. So he sent me those pictures, man. He always wanted to represent P2. I got him a jersey. He said he's going to Egypt here and he's going to take some pictures for me at the pyramid.
No pictures, by the way. You see the pyramid in the background, man. I'm looking at it right now, man. Shouts out to Muhammad, man. And shouts out to everyone who's been supporting and rocking with Pat P, going back to the Cardinal days, Minnesota days, and currently with the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. So that's love. And, you know, you're going to see a lot of 20s on there, 20s in the stadium, you know what I mean? So
yes, sir.
Either you're going to see with McFadden or Peterson. Either or, it's going to be a great situation.
Yes, sir.
Great situation. Hey, so Pat P, JP Jr. did not get a chance to play because of an ankle injury. We're hearing that he is slated to play against the Buffalo Bills. What are you looking to see from number 24 if he gets an opportunity to step on the football field?
Man, it's his first opportunity getting his feet wet in a professional setting. I'm just looking for him to, you know, take those necessary steps to be ready, you know, for week one, you know, whenever his number is called. You know, we got some things planned for, you know, him and me and this defense, you know, so we need him 100% lead into the season, you know, so you definitely want to get, you know, young guys an opportunity to see how they react, you know, against a different opponent under the lights, under kind of duress, because, you know, they've never been in this setting before. So I'm just interested to see how he handles the situation and how he goes out there and ball, because I'm not questioning that he's going to go out there and make plays. It's just all about if he can sustain the consistency as far as containing his leverage, being where he's supposed to be, having clean eyes, you know, when you're impressed, having good footwork, you know, those type of things that I'm looking forward to, because those are things that help you last in this league.
No doubt. And I'm excited to see Junior get out there and put on for the city. So hopefully he's healthy enough to go out and give us a real good display and give us a glimpse of what we will see throughout the regular season. What are there any other things you're looking to see? I mean, we highlighted some young players, you know, Benton, Herbig, Calvin Austin. Is there anything you looking for week two against the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, man, some splash plays on the special teams side of the ball.
Yeah,
you know, we all know that, you know, when you travel, you want to pack a good defense and a special team, you know, and when you have a special team that can be dominant and kind of impose their will, it just makes the defense and the offense that much better, because the flipping of field position or gaining field position is something that's very, very key, especially late in the season, you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing some special team splash plays from whatever team it is.
No doubt. I'm right there with you. Before we let you go, Pat P, of course, you're playing against the Buffalo Bills. We've all followed DeMar Hamlin's journey, you know, from what happened a year ago. But what has it been like for you seeing everything he's went through? Heck, we've had a discussion about that. Actually, when it happened, when we recorded our episode after the injury against the Cincinnati Bengals, but seeing him now back on the football field in live action, tackling people, you know, flying around, seems to be extremely comfortable, man. What has it been like for you just watching his journey back to a sense of normalcy?
Man, it's been an awesome journey to watch and see, you know, DeMar get back to his full, not only to his full strength, but back to where he loves to be, and that's the football field. you know, and it was just a freak accident. And, you know, God was with him, you know, and didn't want to bring him home now. Didn't want to bring him home just as early, you know. Mm-hmm. It's such a blessing to see him still being able to play the game that he loved, man. Because, like I said, we all know life is very short. We all know that we play a very physical and dangerous game. But you would never think that something like that would happen to you on the football field.
Yeah.
You know, so it just definitely put things in perspective. But just happy to see him back on his feet out there, you know, grinding, tackling, and doing the thing that he loved to do, which is play football to the best in his to the best of his ability.
No question, no question, man. So shouts out to Damar Hamlin, man, just being able to get back out there and play the game that he loved, man, because it scared all of us when that happened some months ago on live TV, you know, in a real game against the Cincinnati Bengals. So, hey, well, Pat P, it's a home game, right? So what are you eating? You're not eating Popeyes.
No, I'm not going to eat Popeyes. So it's a home game. It's a late game. Man, you know what, Mac? I might eat Popeyes because it's a late game. So
it's 6:30.
So we'll have like a little mock game or something in the morning, I'm assuming. And we'll probably have a little break too where I can go get me a little lunch. But that's what I did in Tampa. You know, I got me a little lunch, me and a couple of DBs. We went downstairs to, can't remember the name of that restaurant, but it was on the other side of the bridge there. It was pretty good. But yeah,
when will y'all break camp?
Friday morning, I believe.
Oh, yeah, break camp Friday morning.
Yeah, I don't know, but coach might say something tomorrow. I hope.
Hey, bro. Hey, when you break camp, boy, everybody be streaking, headed right back to the city.
Can't wait to get home, boy.
No question. That door room, man, gets smaller and smaller as each day go by.
The thing I love about it, though, it forces you to be not only mentally tough, but it forces you to be where your feet are. If you really love the game, be where your feet are, suck it up. You know when you're leaving. You know when yours coming. It is what it is.
No question. That's where you build a championship like bond right there. That's where you build a championship like bond. And Latrobe has created six championships teams. So it's a special place. It's a special place. So, hey, Pat P, you don't know.
Yes, sir.
Are you playing or you don't know yet?
Yeah, I don't know, but, you know, coach got the call, so obviously we'll see what happens Saturday night.
Okay. Well, hey, no question. We see you Saturday at 6:30 there in Pittsburgh. The home opener preseason-wise, the Buffalo Bills will be traveling to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thank you once again for checking us out. All things covered, Pat Peterson, Brian McFadden. You guys know how we rock and roll. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend. Until next time, see you when we see you.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.